Good morning. This is Abe Madcore, executive editor and publisher of Sports Business Journal and Sports Business Daily. Joined this morning with our sports media writer, John Oran. John's in Washington, D.C. on this January 2nd. John, it's a sad day. Yesterday we lost, I think, one of the most powerful and important and influential figures in sports business in David Stern, who died at 77. I think many of us were unfortunately expecting this after we saw that his condition didn't take a more positive turn after he suffered a brain hemorrhage about 3 weeks ago. But I got to tell you, the news yesterday still hit me pretty hard.
Yeah, and I think if you were on social media, Twitter, Facebook, even just emailed statements that came out, Abe, it really, everybody seemed to be affected by it. And I was really just amazed by the number of people that had personal interactions with David and that were really touched by this.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Like, I couldn't stay off some social media last night, whether it be Facebook, to your point, and I thought some of the touching tributes of people who he had certainly mentored, he had led, he had worked with, and he had obviously greatly influenced. It was, really a Facebook page full of tributes. And that's wonderful to see that people really admired the impact and appreciated the influence that he had and the time that he was able to spend with people. I know in our really few dealings with Commissioner David Stern, he always treated us with unbelievable fun, respect. He was always supportive of us and our publications, always had time for us. And I won't forget the last time I saw him, which was just at our Dealmakers Conference in early December, December 4th. He was in the audience with his partner and his new investment firm, John Kosner, and they were sitting, listening, and it was fun to see David there, and we had a good time together briefly. But the image I won't forget, John, was seeing Adam Silver go up and chat with him briefly and just kind of give him a nod and a recognition of, you know, mentor and mentee, and that's the image that I will kind of keep in my head for a long time.
Yeah, sitting, listening, and fully engaged. If we're going to talk about personal stories with David Stern, the first time I ever met him, I was a reporter with SBJ for probably about a couple of months, and I set up an interview with him. And our NBA reporter, John Lombardo, just put the fear of God in me. He was like, he's going to ask you things you don't know. He's going to belittle you. You just got to be prepared for it. And I got freaked out, and it was like cramming for an exam before this one interview. And I got into the NBA offices. I went into his conference room, and he comes walking out, and he goes, "What was NBC's ratings last weekend?" And I, of course, had no clue what they were. And he looks at me, and he goes, "I thought you were the media reporter, John." And I just laughed. And
I love
it. They weren't good. His point was that the NBA ratings, even though they were down at that point, were still substantial. But the whole view of that and the whole image of that is something that I've never forgotten.
Yeah, he had a very fun way of needling you and always bringing you down to earth pretty quickly. We were in early this morning and reading all the tributes, and most of the tributes put him right in the Mount Rushmore of sports commissioners, obviously up there with Pete Rozelle. Some have gone as far as to labeling him the greatest sports commissioner of all time. As you look, and we close this out briefly, John, his legacy in your mind, I know you cover the media business, but we have to admit he sophisticated not just sports media and sports leagues, but also sports marketing and the relationship with sports leagues.
Well, back in the late 90s, early 2000s, I was covering the cable TV industry pretty hard, and that is when he made the decision, which was really an incredible decision at the time, to go take the money and go and put all of his games on cable television, all the regular season games. And the NBA Finals were going to stay on broadcast, and people thought that was a crazy idea.
Mm-hmm.
Why that the NBA was going to become invisible, that especially with Michael Jordan leaving, people weren't going to be watching it. And what he knew is that younger people watch cable. He knew that cable was poised to grow, and he and the league grew right along with cable. And I think if I look at his legacy, it touches so many things, but from my sort of media standpoint, that's as big as anything that he's ever done.
I look back and just realize some of the ways he thought. He thought so big, so global. He was out front on so many issues. But he also saw sports leagues as a conduit to social good. And his ability to make the game as a tool to improve society, I thought, was something that I will always remember. And that was always at the core of how he viewed a sports league. So not an easy day. It's, you know, we're going to hear more and more reactions from people he worked with, people he touched, people he influenced. You know, I know for you and I, it's going to be a tough couple of days thinking about the late, great David Stern.
Couldn't agree more.
For John Arand, I'm Abe Madcore. This was a special Morning Buzzcast looking at the legacy and the memory of the late NBA Commissioner David Stern.